Case number 12772, Edwin Fredrickson seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115-134 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Bayberry Lane within the Kenwick on the Bay subdivision. The 911 address is 38281 Bayberry Lanes in Selbyville. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 533, map 20.09, parcel 103. The applicant is seeking a 1.1-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed balcony. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of mail return, and zero letters of opposition. And I hope I can read the next one.
Is the applicant present? Come forward and present your case.
First day.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Sure.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Edwin Fredrickson, 38281 Bayberry Lane, Selbyville, Delaware, 119975.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. My wife wants me to put a deck across the front of the house, 28 feet wide, 5 feet from the front, and that puts me a foot over the variance. And 5 feet's just like the size that I have on my deck on the side, and I think it would be more aesthetically appealing to have that same dimension on the front. And it's just gonna be a catwalk so she can walk out of the bedroom and view the sunset, so. That's what I'm requesting.
Questions?
Sir, there's a list of criteria, five criteria for a variance. You should have that in your packet there. Do you have that?
I don't.
You don't? Okay, well, we could.
Yeah, my apologies.
Sort of go through them so you can address them.
Yes.
We usually like to have all those addressed in the presentation.
Actually,
so the first criteria is uniqueness of the property.
I have it here, yes.
Okay. If you could just go through those five and tell us about it, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. The front of the house is 30 feet from the road. I live in Kenwick, and they allow me 25 feet, so I meet the HOA, you know, requirements. But I guess it's...
Yeah.
You with the 5 feet, I would need a foot variance from the county. Number two, I'm seeking a 5 foot variance for personal reasons for my own plan. I think three, I put difficulty was not created by the appellant. And this number four, it's not going to impair the character of the neighborhood. Actually, I think it'll improve the look of my house and fit in nicely with the other houses around me. And the minimum variance is one foot.
Did you build the house, sir?
No, I've just done a lot of renovations on the house on the side. The house was built in 86, 88 time frame, two-story detached home.
Okay.
This is a second floor balcony, correct?
Correct. It would be like a catwalk across the front of the house.
But it's on the second floor.
Right, it would be the second floor.
And according to your survey from your existing property, your 33.9 to the property line, is there a distance from your property line to the edge of paving on Bayberry?
I think.
Is there any grass?
Yeah, there's grass.
Want to venture a guess?
Probably like 6-5
inches or feet.
No, I'm confused. My apologies.
You have a property line on the lot that you own that has the house improvement on, and then from the property line to the edge of paving to Bayberry Road, you've stated that there's some grass, and I'm asking you for an approximation of what that distance would
probably
be.
Probably, like, I'm assuming it's the 33 feet. I'm just going from...
That 33.9 takes you to the edge of your property line. Like, does the property line go straight to Bayberry and flush, goes flush to Bayberry?
That was always my understanding. I didn't look into that.
Okay.
My apologies.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Thanks.
Any flooding issues in the back?
No, just with Sandy, but that was a unique, extraordinary event.
How far did it flood during that time?
Sandy, I think it came all the way up the road. I had about a foot and 18, probably about two feet.
Through your whole property or just the backyard?
Through the whole property.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're requesting 1.1 foot variance, right? Not 5 feet?
No, not 5 feet, because I thought it was 30, but it's actually 33, so I'm only requesting like a foot and an inch variance.
What about, so you said it's a catwalk, is there going to be steps to
it? No, it's just going to be three posts, and it's all going to, so the vinyl railing is going to come out, right? It's going to be,
the house.
Exactly.
Okay. Yep.
Just one door from the bedroom out.
It won't impair your parking at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Mr. Warfel alluded to this, but one of the five criteria is not created by the applicant. So how is this not created by you?
Meaning, my apologies.
So criteria for granting a variance, uniqueness of property, cannot otherwise be developed, and number three is not created by the applicant. I don't feel it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And with 1 foot, it's a minimum variance, I understand. But that's one I'm struggling with. How it's not created by the applicant.
Meaning if I just kept it to the variance and just...
Well, yes. How is the difficulty not created by you, I should ask?
I was just, I mean, the 5 feet, I figured with the distance of width, the 5 feet would look better aesthetically instead of having just a tiny, skinny catwalk.
So it would be more in line with what your neighbors have.
Right. That's what I was getting at.
Understand.
Your neighbor, I'm not sure what direction that is. It's lot 104 on there. Mm-hmm. They appear like they're closer to the road than your house.
They are. They've got a bigger house.
And it does appear by the picture that there's some degree of distance between your property line and the edge of pavement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. It looks to be about 3 feet or so.
Yeah.
I will call.
There's like a utility margin there.
I'm just to be careful on the layers, because sometimes those tax maps don't always match up the imagery.
Understood.
All right.
Thank you.
Sir, I want to go back to the chairman's question a little bit about uniqueness of the property. So the idea of the variance is that you have something unique about your property that's creating a problem for you, what we call an exceptional practical difficulty. And if you created the exceptional practical difficulty, then you don't meet the criteria. So in this case, you do have a very small lot. And the difficulty is you need a variance in order to put this deck on the front. My question for you is, you didn't place the house where it is.
No, correct? I bought it as is. I mean, it was already there.
And you didn't create the shape of this lot or anything?
Nothing,
like that?
No.
Okay.
Thanks for qualifying.
Yeah, I just want to bring some clarity there. But the other question I have is, one of the things we have to consider is this something you really need in order to reasonably use your property, or is this just something you want?
Oh, it's something I want, yeah.
So you don't really need this?
A balcony on the front of my house?
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
No, other than just for enjoying the property and having a nice view, yeah.
Mr. Sharp?
Is any HOA approval needed for this? I don't know if
you... I would have to get HOA approval, just the plans to submit. And they'd come out and then... They'd have to approve it at their meeting, yep.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have one further. Have you approached your neighbors about this?
I have. They could.
How is the overall?
Oh, that would be great, Ed. That would look really nice on the front of your house. They no one's showed any concerns at all.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You can have, does that conclude your presentation?
That does, thank you.
You can have a seat there.
All right, thanks.
Front row. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12772 for Mr. Edwin Fredrickson?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. I have Ann on the line, and your line is open.
Hello, this is Ann LaFleur. I'm an employee with Sussex County, and I'm calling in this evening to test the line.
Thank you, Ann. We hear you loud and clear.
Thank you.
At this time, there is currently no one else on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case number 12772 for Mr. Edwin Fredrickson and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12772 for Mr. Fredrickson. I believe that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief. And I would add a contingency on my motion that the property must receive HOA approval, or HOA approval must be submitted to the county prior to the variance being released.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Voting nay.
Mr. Werfel.
Because the applicant stated it's a want, not a need, I vote nay.
Mr. Hastings.
Voting aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So with a vote of 3-2, your case is approved. Thank you. Next case.
Case number 12773. Bayshore Community Church, care of Jeremy Ferruccio, seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare. Sections 115-23 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Old Landing Road, approximately 0.12 miles from Betsy Ross Boulevard. The 911 address is 20376 Old Landing Road in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334.